Hola. Ongi etorri. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Last call. Ongi etorri. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dear friends. Here we go again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dear friends. We are delighted to welcome you tonight at this presentation of the Basque government that presenting the marvels of our country. It's our wish to share with you all the beautiful things we have to share and that you experience them with all your five senses. You will see why I'm saying that. Since I've lived in this beautiful city, in this spectacular city for over 15 years, New York is my second hometown, and I'm truly happy to be here tonight with you, celebrating an evening dedicated to my beloved Basque Country. You will see, we will show you, how you there can experiment and feel a perfect balance of the fusion of tradition and innovation in design, in music, and in gastronomy. And I see two big stars here from our gastronomy firmament. Juan Mari Arzak and Andoni Aduriz, our big, big chefs from the Basque Country. Big applause. I also have a last-minute announcement. A last-minute announcement. The Wine Spectator just gave the only European award to Lourdes Recondo for her fabulous wine cellar. So congratulations, Lourdes. That's a big thing. So I'd like to introduce you now to the Secretary General for Foreign Affairs for the Basque government, Mr. Guillermo Echenique.
Thank you very much. Arratsaldeon, buenas tardes, good evening. Ministers, members of the diplomatic body, Basque citizens in New York, American friends of the Basque country, members of the institutional and business delegation on behalf of the Lendakari, President of the Basque country, it's my pleasure to welcome you to this reception and presentation of the Basque Country here at the Big Apple, New York. With our visit to Gamesa tomorrow, we will end an intense journey with hundreds of meetings and encounters. A very busy agenda that has taken us to the states of Texas, Massachusetts, New York, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and the city of Washington, D.C. We want to bring here to this very special venue the best of our country, the best of the Basque Country. El Lehendakari se encuentra en estos momentos volando hacia el País Vasco. Durante más de 30 años, los demócratas vascos hemos luchado por la libertad de vivir sin los terroristas de ETA. Hoy ETA ha anunciado el final de una etapa que nunca debió comenzar. Es un momento que pertenece a los ciudadanos y a las ciudadanas de Euskadi que una y mil veces nos hemos manifestado contra los terroristas. Hoy presentamos al País Vasco en Nueva York y por primera vez sin tener que explicar que a pesar de los terroristas somos un gran país. Hoy, 20 de octubre de 2011, es para todos un día histórico. Hoy asistimos a una presentación que vamos a convertir en una auténtica celebración. Thank you all and welcome.
Now I'd like to tell you about an initiative that the Basque government launched last year. It's called Ambassadors of the Basque Country, Embajadores de Euskadi. We have already now more than 4,000, and some of them are anonymous individuals. Others are very famous celebrities. Some live in the Basque Country, others live in other parts of Spain, and also abroad. In the United States, we also have very important ambassadors. But tonight, I want to refer specifically to one of the greatest. He's a composer, a trumpetist, a teacher. Artistic director of jazz for the Lincoln Center. He has a collection of very impressive awards, to name only a few, like 9 Grammys. He's the only musician that won 2 Grammys in the same year, one for jazz and one for classical music. He's also the first musician to win the Pulitzer Prize for music. And you know what? He's deeply acquainted with the Basque Country. In fact, he holds the gold medal of the city of Vitoria, where he can be proud to have a statue dedicated to him. We're really honored to have here tonight with us someone that I help you now with a very strong applause to call to the stage, to Wynton Marsalis.
Thank you very much. I love the Basque Country. I love the Basque people, the originality of the culture, the cuisine, the architecture. But most of all, I love the spirit of the people. I always tell people when I'm in America or when I'm going around talking about Basque, I say that, you know, the DNA of Basque people is not connected to the rest of the world. It's the world and then it's Basque people. But the Basque people are so hospitable, such a hospitable people with a wonderful spirit. I've had the opportunity through the great Don Iñaki to play at the Vitoria Jazz Festival many, many times over the last 20 years to teach, to play for students, to play with professional musicians, to play things as diverse as a dance, young people's concert, and it's always a great honor and pleasure for all of the members of my ensemble and mainly for me. Odysseus, the Greek, said that he could tell the level of people's civilization by the style and quality of their hospitality. Well, if that is the case, the Basque region is the most civilized in the world, and it's a great honor for me to represent and be an ambassador. Thank you very, very much.
We have a surprise for Wynton, and I must explain you something. In our culture, in Basque culture, the most solemn demonstration of reverence, respect, and honor is not expressed with words. It's expressed with an elegant dance called aurresku. Their representatives of the Basque government want to offer you this beautiful way of saying welcome.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful treat, Aurescu. So, I could get carried away and stand here and talk for hours in full detail about these places in the Basque Country that I miss so much when I'm far away. But I'm sure you'd better judge by yourselves. So let's savor the images we're going to see now. No wonder why Wynton Marsalis fell so much in love. I'm sure many of you are now thinking or planning to visit us there soon. If it is so, we can help arrange things. Now, let me introduce you to our Minister for Industry, Innovation, Trade, and Tourism, Mr. Bernabé Unda. Please come on stage.
Arratsaldeon guztioi. Buenas tardes, good night. Today is a happy day for us, for the Basque people. Today we are living the end of 40 years of ETA terrorism. Americans have suffered the pain of terrorism and are able to understand this moment of joy. I am here today on behalf of the President of the Basque Country, the Lehendakari Patxi López. I am here because our president has anticipated his return to Euskadi, because the importance of the end of ETA, the victory of the democracy and freedom against terrorism. El Lehendakari ha manifestado ya la posición del Gobierno vasco. No puedo sino sumarme a sus palabras y el recuerdo de más de 800 personas asesinadas por ETA y a todos aquellos que han sufrido la presión del terrorismo. Como consejero de Industria, Innovación, Comercio y Turismo del Gobierno vasco, quiero hacer mención a los empresarios vascos. Han sufrido asesinatos, secuestros y extorsiones y han resistido, como el resto de los vascos, como el resto de los españoles, al totalitarismo de ETA. Como ha dicho el Lehendakari, la democracia y el derecho han ganado. Les aseguro que Euskadi es una tierra de oportunidades, una economía competitiva, y les aseguro que lo ha sido a pesar de ETA. Estamos felices y déjenme que les invite a venir a Euskadi a hacer negocios con nosotros. Es un lujo poder presentar a Euskadi en Nueva York y hacerlo con un anfitrión de la talla de Wynton Marsalis. Desde luego, quienes conocemos su música, quienes admiramos su obra, no podemos más que sentirnos agradecidos del cariño y la cercanía que ha demostrado siempre hacia Vitoria, en particular, y hacia el País Vasco en general. Y que hoy nuestra ciudad y nuestro país trasciendan en el tiempo gracias a una pieza suya, a esa magnífica suite Vitoria, es el mayor regalo al que podíamos aspirar. La verdad es que un país, una sociedad, nunca eligen su forma de entrar en la historia del arte. Beethoven usó la batalla de Vitoria para una de sus obras. Hoy, por suerte, se nos conoce por algo más que ello. La violencia es ya pasado para el País Vasco. Hoy, cada vez más, Euskadi es conocido por ser un país innovador, competitivo, abierto al mundo, lleno de atractivos. Un país capaz de inspirar el mejor trompetista del mundo, con 3 festivales de jazz, referencia imprescindible para los amantes de nuestra música. Un país con una gastronomía exquisita. Somos una de las regiones del mundo con más estrellas Michelin por habitante. Hoy tenemos aquí a 2 de sus máximos exponentes, Juan Mari Arzak y Andonia Duriz. Con un museo, el Guggenheim Bilbao, hermano del de Nueva York e icono internacional de la transformación y el salto a la modernidad de una sociedad. Con unas ciudades modernas y sostenibles, Vitoria, Green Capital Europea 2012, San Sebastián, Capital Cultural 2016, Bilbao, candidata a Capital Mundial del Diseño 2014. Y sobre todo un país con una gente amable, acogedora, que recibe al visitante con los brazos abiertos y que le gusta vivir y compartir experiencias. Hoy traemos Euskadi a América. Euskadi es un lugar donde se pueden vivir experiencias inolvidables. El nuestro es un pueblo moderno y hospitalario y cada vez más gente viene a comprobarlo. La verdad es que son muchas las cosas que nos unen a los vascos con Nueva York. Ya he citado algunas. La buena música, la arquitectura de vanguardia, la gastronomía. Precisamente el año pasado Nueva York fue la ciudad protagonista del Congreso San Sebastián Gastronómica y 7 de sus mejores chefs se acercaron para enseñarnos sus propuestas. Y esta misma semana han firmado un acuerdo el Basque Culinary Center y el Culinary Institute for America. Primer paso para la colaboración y el hermanamiento entre estos 2 grandes centros de formación e innovación culinaria. Innovación y talento no solo en los fogones. Los vascos hemos hecho de la capacidad de mejora y la reinvención continua una de nuestras señas de identidad. Somos gente trabajadora y seria. Lideramos los rankings de competitividad, calidad y excelencia. Hoy nuestras empresas, nuestros profesionales, nuestros artistas, nuestros deportistas se pasean orgullosos por el mundo. También, y hoy lo pueden comprobar nuestros diseñadores, la moda vasca se valora al alza. Con cerca de 600 empresas y una facturación de 300 millones de euros al año, es un sector que sale fuera y tiene presencia en cada vez más países. Hoy traemos aquí una pequeña muestra de este potencial. 12 de nuestros más prestigiosos diseñadores enseñan otros tantos vestidos inspirados en paisajes de Euskadi y en homenaje a Cristóbal Balenciaga, maestro entre maestros, arquitecto de la moda, internacionalmente admirado y que desde este año cuenta con un museo en Getaria que lleva su nombre y en el que se exhiben parte de sus colecciones. A través de estos vestidos podrán conocer mejor su obra y también los colores que tiñen nuestro país: el azul de la mar, el verde de la montaña, el rojo de los viñedos. Because there are thousands of Basque country in the Basque country, and they are all worth to be shared. Euskadi is a unique country for unique experience, with plans for all types of visitors. It is a happening place, a place where things happen, where there are festivals, cultural events, and fiestas. There is life. And so we prove it every day, thousands of tourists who come to visit. We have spent 26-7 followed by increasing the number of tourists, and I am sure we continue to grow. And Americans are not strangers to our sands. In the last 2 years, we have recovered the arrival of tourists from the United States. Last year, more than 52,000 Americans and Canadians went through our home. And this year, the number is growing by 21%. We want more. We are part of the world power in tourism. And Spain attracts each year more than 50 million of visitors. And we want to continue working as usual with Tour España. We present to receive in the Basque Country 10% of them all. Hopefully, we reach 5 million of tourists, more than double than visit now. We want you to keep coming, to know us, and to fall in love. In Windom Marsalis Suite Vitoria, it's shown a good picture of the Basque Country we are, and we want to be cheerful, dynamic, modern, attractive, exclusive. We want to share with everyone the experience of Severin Euskadi, and we hope that this meeting will serve to attract more people. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Spanish Basque Country. Muchas gracias. Eskerrik asko.
So I think very soon we are ready to start flavoring these beautiful ingredients from the Basque Country, prepared in the shape of pinchos, and also to have a toast with our white wine, the Chacolí, and with our red wines from Rioja Alavesa. But before we do that, I want to ask you to admire the designs that we have here from our 12 most influential fashion designers. Actually, afterwards, if you wish, we can jointly create a model together. We can also touch the fabric to create a model. And while we look at the models, while we look at the designs, we will have as an embellishment, as a background, sounds and music from our ancestral instrument, La Chalaparta, masterly performed by Tsukunak. Beautiful twins. Savor it.